of this handbook said, and I decide I will be translate this handbook into Uzbek.
Very good, very good. That way. You're doing as always.
Yes,
with the SDGs and human rights and
yes. The more important child labor concerning the Convention on 182 ILO. Also, we translated main handbooks of IPU. Hello, Excellency President.
Professor. Zaidov, how are you?
We are ready.
Yes. We had some technical problems, but I think they are solved. Martin.
Usually.
Yeah, we have been saying very bad things about you. That's why it was not
how are you?
On your side.
Martin, okay. Did you recover completely?
Yes, I'm back.
Ready to run a marathon?
Yes, I'm back with the bang.
Thank God, it's important.
Yes, very good. We have the president himself, Professor Zaidov, and I see Ms. Cuevas was there with us a moment ago. I think she's there. We have Mr. Kazimi can't attend. Ms. Heptula cannot attend. So Mrs. Kadaga was going to attend. At least she did say that she would attend. But she's not yet online. What about Mr. Radi Thomas? Yes, Mr. Radi has not responded to our numerous requests. So, Mr. President,
it's a problem, but because we need to have quorum. Now, I am not hearing you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Gabriela. How are you?
Hey.
I am not hearing you, but I saw you.
How are you, Gabriela? Good to see
fine,
you.
Fine, and you? How are you?
So now it's ready.
Well, I will be here, and you decide if we start, if we reschedule the meeting, but I'm here, okay? And good to see you all.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, me too, Duarte.
We have just 3 people out of the 7. So maybe we allow ourselves a couple of more minutes to see if Ms. Kadaga will join us.
Yes, because we need to have quorum to take some decisions.
Yeah.
If not, it's a pity. Do you think, Martin, that other hour, maybe it will be better to have a successful presence of members? I don't mind to change, of course, if it's better to organize later on or earlier.
Nobody has complained about the timing of the meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Kazimi just said, I think there was a last-minute vote in his committee on foreign affairs, so he could not join. But Mrs. Heptula, I don't think it was a question of... I think she had other commitments, right?
Correct, yeah, she's in New York.
She's in New York, okay.
Here in my parliament, we are voting the budget, finally. The budget for 2022.
For 22?
Yes! Well, of course, it's just May. It's not in December. Oh. Much better.
No. So you have been functioning on borrowed money.
Our committee, the budget committee, the meeting yesterday ends at 2 a.m. With all the votes. it's a crazy process in our parliament, because we needed to approve one by one all the amendments proposed by MPs. And we received 1,500 amendments. So you can't imagine. Sometimes we don't know exactly what we are voting. We just abstention, because it's the better way to.
Yeah.
Because so, okay. We don't know exactly, because it's the amendment 892. Yeah. Now we are voting the amendment 1,315. I don't know what is it, okay. It's a crazy process. I think we should change it.
Honorable President, it's a high mathematics in parliamentaries. It's a very good way, abstention.
Abstention, best way. Sometimes
you have to be careful, Duarte, because amendment 800 might just be amendment to increase the budget of the IPU. The contribution of Portugal to the IPU.
So, no, this one is better to vote in favor.
Yeah.
No, because as you know, the budget was not approved. Was rejected in November last year, and then we had the elections, and we need to wait for the new government, and then he proposed the new budget, and just now we are voting the budget. Crazy week. But okay, more 2 days and we finish. I think that everyone received the metrics on criteria. And thank you so much, Thomas and Martin, for the work of that was possible to present something very easily to understand. But of course, we need to have quorum to decide. And this is something that is not possible to delay more. Otherwise, our wish to present the winner of the prize in one special day for IPU will not be possible.
Correct. It's already 1:15. I doubt that Mrs. Kadaga will be joining us or anybody else. So you may wish to consider maybe rescheduling the meeting. I see Gabriela is asking for the floor. President, Gabriela, yes. Is asking for the floor.
Please, Gabriela.
Thank you, Martin. Yes, I agree with what you said. I think that the other members are not going to connect today, but maybe you can call us for a meeting soon, President, and I thought maybe you can call the other members and make a pushy invitation for them. I believe that they should understand from you, from your perspective, why this meeting, why these deliberations are important, and also I think the relevance of having the prize on time. So I believe that perhaps a direct phone call to them could be useful. But I think that you can count on the rest of us. We have been at the two meetings.
You are right, Gabriela. Thank you so much. I think that when formal invitation is not enough. I will make a personal phone call to all the members of this committee and try to convince them how important is the participation. Otherwise, we will not achieve our mission. And so I will do it. I will do it maybe this afternoon after finish. My colleagues are voting, and I can sit back in my parliament and make the phone calls. It will be easier for me to do it this afternoon. So if they are not coming, when should we do it? This week, next Friday.
Next Friday we are booked. We have the meeting of the task force on Ukraine.
Okay, Martin.
Yeah, so it has to be sometime early next week or so.
Okay. Thursday, 2 of June.
2nd of June.
Or 9.
Second
of June.
Second or 9? Ooh. Okay. Second. No, I am in bed.
Tito partir lá.
What? Can we do it on the 3rd of June, President? Because on the 2nd, I personally am in Bern.
Okay.
I'm traveling to Bern.
First on the of second. June.
Third?
Yes.
Three.
Martin, for me, it's okay. If
three?
Professor and Gabriela.
Okay. The 3rd of June. Okay.
I have a son at that time, at exactly the same time, at my 8. So if it can be an hour later, I mean, but at 8 I can't.
No, but okay. at what time, Gabriela?
1 hour later.
That's 4 o'clock. Four o'clock time, okay. Geneva time, 3 o'clock Portugal time.
Okay, uh-huh. Martin.
In Tashkent, okay. It's 7 o'clock evening. it's okay.
Okay. Thanks. So, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. The Geneva time.
Okay, Martin.
Third of June.
And so, and this afternoon I will call the other members to make some pressure.
Yeah.
Yes. If I may suggest, Mr. President, also maybe we should invite the members in order to accelerate the work of the committee, to give their views in writing about the matrix.
About the matrix.
Just to say whether they agree or not with the matrix.
Yes, before the meeting.
Yes.
Okay, Martin. Thank you for the suggestion.
Okay.
So, okay, it's done. much easier. I will call them. I will ask to everyone if they have, and of course, Professor and President Gabriela, if you have some suggestions about the metrics, send to the Secretariat in a written way, and I will ask the same to the others on the same phone call that I will do this afternoon. And
okay.
We will meet at 3 p.m. Portuguese time on the 1st of June.
Perfect.
All the best, bro.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Martin. Bye, Gabriela. Bye, Professor.
Bye.